On the 4th of June 1913, a woman called Emily Davison went to a horse race, threw herself under the king's horse, and later died from her injuries. A note that read, "Votes for Women," was found in her pocket. All her life, Emily had been fighting for women's rights. She was a suffragette, one of a group of women who started working together in 1903 to demand equal rights for women. When Emily was young, she and all the other women in the UK were not allowed to vote, go to university, or work in the same jobs as men. In the event of a divorce, the husband took the children. In poor villages, wives were sometimes sold in the market. The suffragettes wanted to change all this. More than 1,000 were arrested, but they did not give up. They went on hunger strike in prison, and many were force-fed. In 1928, women in the UK finally got the right to vote, and then more and more women started to go to university and get jobs. In 1952, female teachers were given the right to earn the same money as male teachers. Many things have improved since the suffragettes' time, but many people still say that men and women do not receive equal treatment in society. For example, even now in the UK, men earn 20% more than women for the same work. If you are a male manager, your chance of being promoted is 40% higher than if you are a female manager. That's why many people are still fighting for equal rights for women in the UK.